It's hard to believe that almost the end of January, we're talking BSU football, but senior tight end Brian Leinhart will be playing this weekend in the Texas versus the Nation All-Star game. He's currently in Texas. Brian, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You finished your season in November. What the heck have you been doing since then?
Well, I've been training. I actually came down to Texas. I've been training in Dallas, Texas with a training group called Fourth and Inches. I've been here since early January, so it's been about over four weeks now. And I mean, it's every day. It's it's from 8:30 to 3 in the afternoon. We're working, and it's 6 days a week. So summing up what I've been doing since then is just working, training every single day.
What sorts of training, what sorts of stuff are you doing that, say, you didn't do during your season every day in practice?
We work out. We do a lot of focus on our pro day numbers and stuff, whether it's working on our 40 starts or our 5-10-5 pro agility. We do a lot of technique stuff with those different testing things we'll have during our pro days. And then we'll also do more specific technique with our route running, catching, and our blocking technique.
So if any football junkies have watched the Combine on the NFL Network, that's the kind of stuff that you're doing?
Yeah, exactly that.
There are not many D2 guys that are playing in this game. How honored do you feel?
I am honored. It's a struggle trying to tell everybody where I'm from when they ask. I mean, that's the first question. Oh, hey, my name's Brian, and I'm like, well, where'd you go to school? I'm like, Bemidji State. They're like, what? I'm like, Northern Minnesota. I'm like, oh, but it's cold up there, real cold.
There are only, kind of two other tight ends on your roster for the Nation team. One of them is Matt Furstenberg from Maryland. The other one is a wide receiver tight end. I believe he also played quarterback when he was with the Gophers, Marquise Gray. Is this a battle with the three of you guys? Have you gotten close to these guys? What's it like with these other tight ends?
They're a couple of good guys. Marquise, he's more of a receiving tight end. He's been going in there. And the kid's a great athlete, really good hands. Matt Furstenberg, really nice kid. Me and him have kind of been switching places a lot. We're more of the blocking kind of tight end and receiving. So, I mean, it's been nice. I mean, we do definitely battle for our spots, but in a way, you know, we kind of respect each other, you know, for what we've accomplished, you know, just for being in that same position.
The role of a tight end in the NFL has certainly changed over the years now to a much more receiving guy than a blocking guy. That's why teams like you, though, is that you can block. How many agents have you talked to since you've been down there, and what kind of a feel are you getting, as the draft approaches?
Well, I talked to a lot of scouts during the season. So, you know, this is kind of a time where, you know, teams come by, and this will be, if a team wants to talk to me, it'll be their second level guy, where it'll be the guy who is specifically recruiting for tight ends. So I've talked about four different scouts so far in these past 2 days, and it's just looking, you know, most teams, they'll have a tight end that does most of the blocking, they'll have a tight end that does most of the receiving, and they'll have a guy that does a little bit of both. And really my goal this week and with this game is to be able to prove that I can kind of do both. Right now they kind of know that I can be a blocking tight end, but I think that they just want to be able to see me be able to be a little bit more of a receiving tight end too.
As you have practiced with these other guys, and oh, by the way, there's guys from Penn State, there's guys from USC, there's guys from the Big 12, there's guys from fantastic football schools. What have you learned about your own abilities practicing every day with these guys?
It's different. The speed's a lot different. Guys are where they're supposed to be a lot quicker than it was, in Division II. The guys are a lot bigger, but I mean, definitely been able to hold my own. It's been a humbling experience. It has going from Division II up to playing against these guys who played in top conferences, you know, in NCAA, and it's been a great experience so far. I've just been trying to progressively get more comfortable with playing against these guys, getting more physicality and stuff like that.
Got to be honest with you, Brian, I had never heard of this All-Star game before. Started doing a little research and come to find out that over 90% of guys that play in this sign NFL contracts and are either on a roster or on a scout team. Obviously, that's why you are there. Has that sunk into you yet that there's a pretty good possibility that you could be getting a paycheck for playing this game pretty soon?
It's unbelievable, actually, thinking about it. I mean, I hadn't really even thought about it, even coming down here, when I started training, a couple months ago. And, our coaches and guys started talking about the money, and I was like, what, we get paid to do this? For so long, it's just been something I truly enjoyed doing, and it's the way it's always been. And then now, realizing that I might be able to get paid for it it's amazing. And, this All-Star game is a really good game. It's only 4 years old, but everybody has T-shirts saying, I think it's 230 NFL scouts are here. I've been here in the past 3 years. 913 guys have signed NFL contracts, and contracts are together combined worth of like $500 million. So it's definitely a big-time All-Star game, and it's a great opportunity for me.
This Saturday, February the 2nd, Eagle Stadium in Allen, Texas. It's a 1:30 kickoff. It's available on a lot of the Fox Sports regional outlets, so people hopefully can get a chance to watch you this Saturday. Brian, thanks much for the time, and certainly enjoy the rest of the weekend that you're down there.
Yeah, thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.